Merry Christmas from 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Christmas in July, and the deals right now on 95.3Gorilla.com cannot be beat. Just go to our website, 95.3Gorilla.com, and click on Christmas in July. You're going to find amazing half-off deals that you don't see all the time, like Aesthetics by Leslie in D'Iberville. Aesthetic injectables, consultations, hormone replacement, facials, microneedling, and more. It's half-off right now with Christmas in July at 95.3Gorilla.com. Bayou Vista Golf Course in Gulfport, the coast's favorite place to play golf. 18-hole course layout with recently renovated clubhouse. That's half off at 95.3Gorilla.com. Chickasaw Waves Water Park, the South's largest inflatable water park and one of Mississippi's premier family adventure destinations in Lakesville, is half off right now at 95.3Gorilla.com. Check out these deals and a bunch of others only this week. It's Christmas in July at 95.3Gorilla.com.
95.3Gorilla says...
That's Gorilla for Merry Christmas.
It is a beautiful Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Where?
Back to work.
Back to work.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
I'd rather be anywhere than here.
Hashtag grr Mondays.
Oh, come on now.
Let's try and keep a positive perspective on all this, okay?
Okay, sure. I'm positive.
I don't want to be here.
Touché.
Okay, then.
Let the freak show begin.
Showtime.
Monday, Monday. Hey, welcome into 95.3 Gorilla. It's Ryan hanging with you. Okay, so right now, Christmas in July is happening at 95.3Gorilla.com. Have you checked this out yet? These are amazing deals. Some of these you never, ever, ever see. They're up this week and this week only at 95.3Gorilla.com. I'm serious, okay? This is not just like empty promo stuff. Like, you owe it to yourself to go check these out. These are some amazing local businesses, delicious food, fun for the whole family, activities, places to go and have a ton of fun, and just amazing deals. Half price on all these, okay? Christmas in July, because why not? Celebrating this week. A little bit of Santa time. Yeah, put on the suit. Go shopping with us. 95.3Gorilla.com.
95.3Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3Gorilla.
Smack dab in the middle of summer, and we're talking about vacations. Okay, most Americans do go on vacation in the summer, not the winter. Summer is when people tend to get away, go on vacation. Obviously, we knew that, but... What about vacation disaster stories? What about the times where it just didn't go the right way? Didn't go the way you thought it would go? Vacation disaster stories. Let's share. Let's do some radiotherapy. Who's first? First up this morning is Jack. Jack, you're on. What happened to you?
I was in seventh grade, and my mom only gave me like $100 to buy stuff when I was up in Canada. So I didn't eat most of the trip just so I could buy more souvenirs with the money they gave me for dinner.
Souvenirs. That's what happens when you're in seventh grade, right? Yeah, you don't think about things like food. Now, let me ask, you still have those prize souvenirs, right?
Not even sure. Probably none of them.
Oh, man. See, now as an adult, what you could do if you still had them is you could have wrapped them up and given them back to your mom, like as Christmas presents or something, and said, here, look. Look at these things. I didn't eat, so you could have these. All right, we're talking vacation disasters. What was your vacay disaster? Mariah's next. Mariah, you're on. Good morning.
We went to Florida, and I had pink eyes.
Oh, man. Pink eyes. Gross.
Yeah.
Do you know how you got it in Florida?
Like, on the way there.
Oh, no. So you don't even have, like, a crazy Florida story about how you contracted it. See, I would have just made something up. Like, you know, I was wrestling with the gator in the pool, and he spit in my eye. Something like that, you know? I mean, that's awful, right? When you get sick on vacation, there's nothing really worse than that. How about you? What's your vacation disaster story? Last story today goes to Emmy. Emmy, you're up.
We went up north camping, and the first night there, we had a really bad storm. We ended up even in the bathrooms because the tornado sirens went off, and we were in a camper, but my sister and brother-in-law were in a tent, and a big tree had fallen on their tent.
Oh, God.
Smashing it, so they had to spend the night in our camper.
Oh, my God.
And my brother-in-law at the time was really nervous about it, so... For an hour, he was in and out of the camper, and finally he settled down for the night, and all of a sudden I hear this squeaking noise, and I'm like, what the heck? So I wake up, and there's a bat flying around our camper.
You got all the wildlife, too. That's classic.
The kids never wanted to go camping after that.
Traumatized for life.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Spain beat Argentina yesterday with the World Cup win, and they tried to do like the halftime show, like NFL style. BTS performed Dynamite, and I don't think it sounded that great. Oof. Yikes, that's a little rough, huh? Okay, yeah, that's BTS doing Dynamite Live at the World Cup. Apparently, it was an exciting game. I don't know. Jennifer Hudson sang the national anthem. And this was Spain officially winning.
80,000 fans on their feet. Emiliano Martinez has been heroic today with a record 11 saves in the final. And with the last chance of the game, he'll lift his ball for it. Simon thought about coming, stays at home. It's knocked down and only finds Ferran Torres. His final touch of the game. He had the decisive touch as well. Spain, for the second time in their history, have won the World Cup.
Yeah, congratulations to all the Spain fans and, of course, to the Spanish national team. Shaq sending a message to Tay-Tay and Trav-Trav after not getting an invite to the big wedding.
Charles Barkley said he declined Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's invite to the wedding. Did you get one?
No. Thanks, Taylor. Thanks, Travis.
Any well wishes or congratulatory wishes to the married couple?
May it last forever.
I can't lie. Shaq kind of sounds over it. Okay. Kelly Clarkson cracking some jokes about getting fired by NBC after ending her talk show.
I would get fired at NBC, but I don't work there anymore. Which we are sad about. It's a fun show, but it is funny. You go to those HR meetings, you're like, Nobody on the road would last.
Okay, Kelly. And Darius Rucker making some waves saying he might retire soon after his last Hootie show.
When are you retiring?
2 years.
Really?
I've been really looking at it, and I played 110 shows last year. I mean, what am I doing?
You're making money, Darius. You're making money. Hey, did you know that he was Hootie and Hootie and the Blowfish? Did you know that?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Couple of giant music birthdays in the entertainment industry. Carlos Santana is 79 today. Happy birthday to Mr. Santana. Hopefully many more. Kim Carnes, the legendary Kim, is 81 today. Did you know that her version of Betty Davis Eyes is a cover, by the way? Did you know about this? Yeah, the original's actually significantly older. That's obviously the version you know. That's Kim from 81. But here's Jackie DeShannon back in 74 with the OG. She's got Betty Davis Eyes. She'll turn the music on. See, you learn something new every day. On this date back in 1969, July 20th, 1969, if you were alive, if you were older than a few years old, you know what I'm about to say. On this date, July 20th, 1969, Neil and Buzz first set foot on the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That pause in the middle always kind of hits you, doesn't it? On this date, July 20th, back in 1940, yep, that was 84 years ago, Billboard published its very first singles record chart. The first number one in American history from Billboard was Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra with I'll Never Smile Again.
I'll never love again.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed Frankie Baby would be number one, the very first Billboard number one chart topping song. All right, and today is also National Lollipop Day. Yeah, you remember the Cordettes. Come on, hit it. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday. It's July 20th.